Negroni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. Okay, so we continue our four-part show about the night we went to go see Star Trek, the new film directed by J.J. Abrams. So this episode is going to be when we discuss what happened in the theater, and Colleen and I were driving home and discussing it. So I'm pretty upset. I'm going to say probably a few words that you rarely hear on this show, but, you know, buckle up. We're all adults here. This is 2009, and I'm just being real. So here we go.
So let's kind of toss this out on the table first and then talk about the movie. Part of my life was in a home with physical abuse. Not necessarily to me, but there was abuse. And another part I was living in, there was a lot of yelling and screaming and hollering. I can't stand either of them.
Right.
When I see that kind of stuff, I want to take whatever I can and stop it. So we're in the movie. I don't know if you can hear it. I was rolling almost the entire escapade. And so this gentleman that was upset, methinks he's been upset before and done it a number of times. And he couldn't find a seat. So. Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
And it wasn't even that. It was, he was trying to joke about being demanding.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, not really the best approach.
Well, look, I mean, my ears aren't prude ears. I've heard a lot, but I was like, I mean, first of all, being an asshole. That's one thing. Two, he's using language loud.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
You know? And I'm just like, you don't need to be two together. He's just, you don't need to do that. So, it's funny because he had the girlfriend there the whole time. And I wasn't sure if she was cranking his yank about the whole thing or if it was just him. And he was just kind of riding the point that, you know, he bought popcorn, he bought a drink, and then he'd get mad and he goes, well, I want my money back for the popcorn or the drink.
Drink sucks.
Yeah. And, well, I think the sad part to me, look, I'm not trying to be whatever, but little 18-year-olds trying to police this guy,
yeah.
You know, a little better in shape than me, but, you know, has big of shoulders as me. You know, I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they should have had a tranquilizer gun or
I'm
something.
I'm going to say this. They handled themselves very well.
Yeah.
They really did. Because they stood their ground, but they were polite, but they were firm. And they said, look, we'll do that, but we can't do that, sir. You know, we can ask politely, but we can't. Because he was like, you need to... Blah, 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 blah.
Well, he acted the way I consider a New Yorker. Loud... You know, he probably was drinking. Don't know for sure.
Possibly.
But,
and the
you
sad
know.
Part is, if he wasn't, that's bad because that just means that's him.
Right.
So it doesn't speak
now,
well.
What?
For him.
What I almost felt like, and this is going to sound bad, I think probably going to upset everybody. I want to go and slap his girlfriend in the face and say, why aren't you backing him down?
because
you probably roll around with him, and I'm being very kind because there's a bunch of other things I could say.
Well,
but you aren't helping the situation.
But here's the other reality. Let me throw this at you, because yeah, I would agree with you. If that was his girlfriend and she was just standing there and not saying anything, I mean, if you were like that, I would have said, honey, please.
Right.
Just relax. We'll get this resolved. No worries. She did not do that.
Nothing. Ate popcorn, sat over there.
Yeah, she did.
What I found was even more incredible is, as mad as he was, he didn't get a seat, but he stayed out there for the whole time and came back in as we were leaving. And that's, you know.
I thought he did. They did finally get a seat up top.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, they did.
They got seats way up in the back because I heard the guys up front say, "Look, once the movie starts, those people can't be saving seats and preventing you from sit down. So you just go and you just sit down." That's what they told him.
What I'm telling you is, I saw him walk in.
Okay.
As our movie was ending.
Oh well, it's a possibility then.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes, and that's it.
Who knows?
He probably sat out there, lighting everybody up out there.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, and I just that honestly, when I see stuff like that, I want to take a chair and hit him over the head. I really do.
But again, and let's come back to the girlfriend again. Mm-hmm. We assume that was his girlfriend. We don't know that was his girlfriend. What if this was a first date for them?
Well,
now my guess is it's not, because he held hands with her as they walked out. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know what that situation was, but if that was a first date, he didn't get in a second one. If he is,
well,
she's an idiot.
Now, I'll just say this. Some women from abusive homes find that
comforting,
hot, alluring, and actually manly. The more you act like that,
that
you are a man and that you can protect them. And one of the most disturbing things, and you know, for a couple of different reasons, it really, really pissed me off, was when he walked away at one of the many exchanges this guy had with the poor guys working the popcorn cars. Come on.
The concession man,
you know, he goes, "If I get in a fight, it's on you." Oh, dude. I mean, the kind of gall and guilt that guy had really, really, really upset me. It's a movie. Okay,
right.
It's expensive, yes. But, you know, for heaven's sake, it seems like he's done it before. And he kind of had it all planned out on what he was going to say.
Yeah, and honestly, my thinking is, this isn't the first time he's pulled this crap.
Right.
He comes in late, he screams, and then gets his way. People back off.
Right.
But it doesn't look like that happened this time. And, you know, he seemed pretty jovial then. He didn't seem like he was upset or mad or anything like that. He looked like he was laughing, having a good time with whoever he was talking to. And I was like, dude, all that fuss and bust just to,
you know. He took, at least once, he took the flashlight.
Yeah, he did.
From one of the guys working in the theater. He took that and was pointing around and
aiming it in people's faces. Are these seats taken? Are those seats taken? Dude, he threw popcorn at me from 2-3 rows back. Threw popcorn and it hit me. I turned around, looked at me, goes, "Hey, are those seats taken?" I looked at him, I go, "Yes, they're taken." Dumbass. Oh, that just drove that more than anything else. Look, if you're gonna ask me politely, "I'm sorry, are those seats taken? Are either of those seats empty?" I would say, "Oh, I'm sorry, they're not." But if you're gonna sit there and throw popcorn at me and then smile and laugh and think it's funny, you're gonna get an attitude from me.
Yeah, this is gonna sound bad, and this, you know, I don't even know if I'll release it, but the thing is this.
No, I think we should.
The thing is, I, coming from the background that I've came from, okay, normally I'm not a fighter.
I think I've only been in one or two fights, okay? And they really weren't fights, you know. But when I'm put in a situation where someone is yelling loud, getting crazy, or being that way, that kind of start picking a fight around me and that kind of bravado, it makes me want to stop it and shut it up at just about any cost, because I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. Being in that environment when a guy beats a woman, you growing up like that for a period of time, and you know, but I'm not a fighter. But if I'm pushed to that, I don't know. I don't know that I could stop. And that's why I don't like to get myself that way. And you know, I have discussions about, you know, don't get that mad. Just calm down. And you're different. You express yourself, and that's how you get rid of it. Where I don't. I think it through, or I do whatever. But anyway, so it's kind of the dichotomy.
It's true. When I get very, very frustrated with that stuff, I'll rant, but I won't do it publicly, and I certainly won't do it to whoever's irritating me. I'll do it to family and friends. I'll have that conversation. I'll have that, man, I'm telling you, I will just, it's a fantasy. It's never a reality for me. I don't ever act on any of it, because I know that I would deeply regret doing that, because I think about the future. I think about the ramifications.
Right.
In fact, I think about the ramifications probably more than I should, because in some cases there probably wouldn't be any ramifications for some of the stuff that I do, you know, want to do or think about doing. But it's a release for me to do that. And this guy, I mean, honestly, if he had said something, I would have looked at him and I said, seriously, I'm sorry you're having trouble finding this, but your attitude sucks. So stop throwing popcorn at people, stop shining lights in people's faces, because all you're doing is making people mad. And I don't think you want the entire auditorium to come down on you. Because I'm pretty sure that if you keep doing that, you might get enough people who will say, you know what, we've had enough of you. And you'll have a mob mentality. And then that's a bad thing. Because the unfortunate reality is people are sheep.
Right.
Sorry.
All right.
It's a fact.
So we've talked enough about this.
Okay, so that was part two, the discussion of what happened in the theater. Part three is going to be when I discuss how mobile devices could be used to chronicle these types of things. You know, obviously I did the audio version. I didn't even think about taking a photograph. It did not escalate to the point where it could have been, you know, an offense as far as the police coming in, but there was obviously some escalation. You can hear that in the guy not making any threats per se, but basically kind of making a second-handed threat, kind of blaming his actions on them. So anyhow, part three is going to be about mobile devices and that kind of thing. So come back next week and we'll continue to discuss this type of thing. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.